Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Nagbangayan sila Government Minister Tania Plibersek at Barnaby Joyce ng One Nation sa programang Sunrise ng 7.
As One Nation does better in the polls, I think it's actually really important that journalists, the Australian public more broadly, start to ask. They need to get out there with some detailed policies if they really want to be tested in the way the major parties are.
Tania, you give us so much material. It's so easy to be a grievance party when you're the government.
Let's see yours, Barnaby. I'll be waiting for your alternative budget. All you're doing is whinging.
Kasunod ito ng pinakahuling Redbridge survey na nagpapakita ng malaking pag-angat ng suporta para sa One Nation. Isang bagay na sinasabing maaaring dulot ng anti-immigration stance ni Pauline Hanson. Batay sa datos, tumaas ng 9 puntos ang partido at umabot sa 26%. Habang si Hanson ang nangungunang leader sa popularidad na may 38%, mas mataas kaysa kay Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. Samantala, bumagsak ng 7 puntos ang primary vote ng Liberals at Nationals matapos tuluyang masira ang kanilang alyansa noong kalagitnaan ng Enero. Dahil dito, mas lumakas ang panawagan sa koalisyon na ayusin ang kanilang hidwaan na ayon kay Liberal MP Alex Hawk ay dapat maging pangunahing prioridad.
Little Proud is on the verge of scoring the biggest own goal on the centre-right of Australian politics of all time. This happened quickly. It can unhappen quickly if people are willing to put aside their personal egos.
Si Simon Welsh ay isang analyst ng Redbridge. Ayon sa kanya, malinaw ang mga pattern kung sino-sino ang lumilipat ng suporta sa One Nation.
The really big gains have been in Gen X and younger boomers, and particularly Gen X men and younger boomers. So there is also a gender disparity across all age demographics. There is a gender disparity.
Ayon naman kay Dr. Benjamin Moffitt, senior lecturer sa Monash University, hindi naman nagbago ang mensahe o strategiya ni Pauline Hanson. Aniya, ang nagbago ay ang pananaw at kagustuhan ng mga botante.
In other words, I think it's a demand-side explanation. I think there's stuff going on contextually in terms of Bondi, in terms of the coalition, and in terms of this broader sense of dissatisfaction about the current state of Australian politics, but also economic life. Disquiet about housing, disquiet about the economy, disquiet, dissatisfaction about immigration and blaming immigrants for a lot of those housing issues that Hanson's been able to capitalize on. So I think this is really a demand-side explanation rather than a supply-side one. That anti-establishment vote is currently parking itself with One Nation. There's not really, I guess, a populist or anti-establishment messaging coming from the coalition.
Sabi ni Dante Han, frontbencher ng Liberal, na ang hidwaan sa dati nilang koalisyon ang dahilan kung bakit hindi maganda ang naging resulta o bumagsak ang kanilang performance. Samantala, ayon kay analyst Simon Welsh, maaaring ang pagbabagong ito sa boto ay tugon sa kasalukuyang kaguluhan sa Liberal Party at sa kanilang economic agenda.
So the Liberal Party coalition have become more the party of sort of big business rather than the party of individual aspiration. So it's a pretty fundamental thing. It's more than just some transient protest vote.
Sabi ni Dr. Welsh, sa parehong kaliwa at kanan, ramdam ng marami na kulang ang matibay na left-wing populist movement na sasagot sa mga problema ng butante. May ilang nagsasabi na sila Jordan Vindenlam at iba pang kandidato ng Victorian Socialist o Purple Pingers ay simula na ding naging popular, pero ayon kay Dr. Welsh, wala pa rin talagang malinaw sa left-wing party.
On the left at the moment, we're not seeing the same kind of shift to left populism that we're seeing on the right in the shift to populism. And there's a couple of things going on there that I think. One is just that the populist left kind of movement in Australia basically doesn't have its game together in the same way that the right does. And I'm talking about sort of the communications machinery that is sitting below the surface. And that is a global machinery that is working to certainly sort of on the right of politics is really working to help that sort of right-wing populist cause. There isn't the same thing on the left at the moment.
Dagdag nito, hindi pa nagkakamit ng ganitong mataas na suporta ang One Nation gaya ng nakikita sa mga surveys. Mula 17% bago magpasko, umakyat sa 26% ang kanilang primary vote. Mahigit 4 beses ng 6% na nakuha nila sa nakaraang eleksyon. Nananatiling pareho ang Labor sa 34% habang bumaba ang Greens ng 2 puntos sa 11%. Sabi ni Dr. Moffat, dahil walang malinaw na left-wing party na alternatibo, kakaunti lang ang pwedeng opsyon ng mga botante na gustong ipakita ang kanilang frustration sa mga nasa kapangyarihan.
Right populism, as we know, looking at the news across the world, is doing much better than left populism. Donald Trump in the US, Nigel Farage and Reform in the UK, the AfD in Germany and so on. Left populism kind of had its heyday in Europe in the 2010s. The parties I mentioned before, Syriza, Podemos in Spain, La France Insoumise, Die Linke in Germany, have all kind of gone and went, except for the case of the French example. There's a lot of reasons for that. Bernie Sanders in the US, I should mention as well. There's a lot of reasons for that, I think, that we could get into. But it's interesting that we haven't seen that a left populist party formation in the Australian context.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Brianna Charles at Iwa Stajowska na isinalin sa ating wika. Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.